Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Jessie Medina. She's the CEO and founder of Femex. Hello, Jessie. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You're gorgeous. I love your outfit. And I'm so excited that you took time away from this amazing, fun event and stopped by my booth to do this interview.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So I love starting out by asking, what inspired you to do what you're doing today? What's the why behind Jessie?
Yeah, so I pretty much quit my corporate job about 5 years ago. I was inspired by the want and the need for diverse community of women, empowering women, self-empowerment. So I quit my job, started this movement, started doing events for female entrepreneurs, and became an entrepreneur myself, opened up Femex Quarters. And here we are today, 5 years later, we have an amazing community of female entrepreneurs. I get to travel the world and speak and inspire other people and also empower myself and find friends, like real connections in this world that can be so transactional sometimes.
I agree. And first of all, you have gorgeous eyes.
Thank you.
Can you tell me where you're from originally?
Yeah, I'm originally Argentinian. And I live in San Diego now. I'm really mixed. I'm kind of like a little mess. So I'm like Middle Eastern, Latina,
I sense the Middle Eastern a little bit. I'm Middle Eastern too. And there's something about when I'm around Middle Eastern, I don't know, my blood almost starts.
Like we're connected.
Like I feel something. It's kind of crazy. I can't explain. But let's talk a little bit about your journey. So you left the corporate world. And what was it like to take that leap?
It was scary at first because everybody thought I was crazy. I had a really good job. I was an executive at my young age. Everybody's like, you're making good money. Like, what's wrong with you? But, you know, I went through sexual harassment in the workplace. I was making money, but I wasn't really like doing what I really wanted to do. And so I knew I wanted to create something with a purpose. And I also wanted to live in San Diego, so I quit my job, moved to San Diego, started over, just brought my dog with me. it's scary because when you jump, you don't have all the answers and you can't see what's ahead, but it's almost like you just have to trust. And then as soon as you take that leap, I don't know if you've ever gone like diving, but it's like you're jumping and you're kind of like, no, never mind, I want to go back, but you can't, right? So it's kind of like when you push yourself over the edge, It's an adrenaline rush, it's fun, and then it's almost like you don't hit the ground. It's like you hit a trampoline that's just gonna like make you go up like places that you never even imagined. So if you had told me 5 years ago I was gonna be here today, I wouldn't have believed it, but here we are.
That's amazing, and it's so inspiring. I feel like more women need to hear that because they question it too much and they let the fear come in the way and they find themselves just being fearful and not taking that leap, and then 10, 20, 30 years go by and it's too late for them to do anything. So I love, first of all, you look so young to have accomplished so much, but God, it's amazing. And it's so inspiring. I wish we had more women like you when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Because it was tough. I remember being in my 20s and wanting to be an entrepreneur, and other women weren't as available to be mentors to us. The platforms weren't there for them to share as much as you are able to share today, or I'm able to share. So I'm thankful that you're here and you're sharing your company. But before we dive in and talk a little bit about your company and what it does, tell me one thing that you figured out that took your company to the next level.
Honestly, for me, it was the sales part, because I came from corporate, from marketing, where you're just generating leads on the back end and strategy and all the things, but I never had to be in the front of the line, like talking to people and converting. And so when I first became an entrepreneur, and now that I talk to so many women entrepreneurs, one of the biggest fears is sales, right? Like, how do I sell? How am I not salesy? I don't want to be pushy, you know, I don't know how to charge. There's a lot of limiting beliefs when it comes to that. So for me, I remember in the beginning, like my first year in business, I would literally cry. you know, or sometimes you talking to someone, you think they're excited, and then they're like, nope. You know, so I had to learn to know my worth and charge my worth and add tax, like they say, right? And so I think that was one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn as an entrepreneur. And sales don't have to be the way that we've traditionally done sales. They don't have to be pushy. They don't have to be that typical, you know, used car salesman type of style. And as I got to know myself and my own style, I started attracting people that felt just attracted to me, that were aligned with what I was offering. And it's really magical to realize that we don't have to do things the way that we've been doing them for decades, that we can do something different, and it's gonna actually make you stand out, and it's gonna make people drawn to you. And so don't be scared to sell. Just find your own style. Be true to yourself, and your right people will come to you.
I love that. That's such great advice. And I think, you know, I'm in marketing too, and obviously, you know, most of our clients hire my agency to help them with customer acquisition, generate leads, top of the funnel thing. And it's so interesting that technology is emerging and new ways and how people can block things, and which I'm, by the way, as a marketer, I'm so happy that they could do that. Storytelling and sharing authentic stories, or just people authentically using a product and sharing that, it's what works nowadays. And my company solely believes in that. Like, we don't do pre-recorded ads. We do it with influential people on audio and social, where they use it and love it and then talk about it. And so let's talk a little bit more about your company. Just tell our listeners what it is that you guys do.
So we do a few things. So I actually have a space in San Diego called Femex Quarters, and this is an event venue and creative studio. So it gets rented for all kinds of creative uses, all kinds of events. We're actually going to host this event in San Diego in a couple months too. And on top of that, we have the Femex community. We just launched our community app, so people can find us on the market, Femex community, that's it. But it's just a way to connect women all over the place. And honestly, we have the best community. I love our community. I always say the community makes a community, and we get these really incredible women who are super generous, who are super courageous, you know, who inspire one another, and who are always there to help one another too. So I'm very grateful for what we've created. And then on top of that, I love speaking. So I do a lot of public speaking. I travel around. And my mission to me is inspire women, not to follow Jesse, not to be us, but to be themselves, right? To empower themselves. And so to follow their own dreams. And so that's pretty much what we do.
I love that. I love that. And speaking of women being themselves, I think sometimes, you know, there's so much pressure, especially on social media, where everything is so filtered and perfect, that every time we want to get out there, we're like, you know, every time I want to post something, I think twice. I'm just like, oh, but it's not as perfect. But who am I comparing it to? I should just be me. And if I'm obsessed with shadow pictures. I love taking pictures of my shadow because I never have to question that it's not perfect. I'm like, hey, it's my soul that I'm capturing, you know?
That's beautiful.
And I remember a few times I posted, my daughters were like, what are you posting on social media? I'm like, my shadow. I don't have to think twice about, you know, I'm being me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being me at that moment. I'm capturing the real me in a sense. But speaking of that, what's one takeaway that you could share with our listeners who are really struggling and trying to take that leap, but they're just either fearful or they're working at a corporate job where they don't want to lose the job? What advice do you have for them?
The truth is you're never going to have all the steps. A lot of people are like, when I'm ready, when everything falls into place, when I have the steps, when I know what to do. And you're never going to know that until you take that leap and until you make that mind shift. So it starts in your mind. So sometimes, like, it's not even a physical step, but it's just in your mind deciding, like, this is my time. I'm going to do this. I believe in myself. I'm going to do this for myself. And the moment that you really truly decide that energetically, you're transforming so much around you that the right opportunities will come. But you have to choose you. And I think, you know, if I look at my past and the way I grew up, our generation, it's kind of like, oh, don't be selfish. You know, we have this theory that it's being selfish to think of yourself, but the better that we become, the more that we grow as people, the better that we can show up in the world, and the better, you know, that we can inspire others, and we can inspire others to follow their own dreams. So really, it's a service for ourselves and for others to become the best version and to live our dreams.
I love that. I love that. You are so amazing with your words. Thank you. Honestly, it's like everything you said just gave me goosebumps. Aww. How can our listeners get a hold of you? How can they learn more about what you're doing and follow you and connect with you?
Yeah, they can follow me at Jessie Medina Official on Instagram, or they can follow our company or community at Femme Exporters.
Amazing. And we'll have all the details in the show notes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jessie,
so much for
it's
having
been
me.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.